This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. A criminal affidavit released last week accuses a ranching family of stalking. CPR's Lucretia Wembley explains the husband and wife, who are black, have been in a dispute with neighbors and say they are the targets of racism.
The criminal complaint against the Mallorys from their neighbors and an El Paso County sheriff's deputy accuses the Mallorys of illegally tampering with a power pole, stalking, and intimidation. The Mallorys say their cries for help against racial slurs, threats, and more over the last 2 years have been dismissed. A judge ordered Courtney Mallory to have no contact with two of their neighbors after he and his wife were arrested. A spokesman for the Mallorys say they're fighting a racist system that never supported them. I'm Lucretia Wembley, CPR News.
Suncor Energy is restarting part of its refinery in Commerce City. The company paused production in December after cold weather triggered a series of fires and malfunctions that led to a spike in air pollution and a bump in local gas prices. The company says nearby residents might see flames as gas and diesel plants are restarted. That's normal. Suncor expects to resume full operations next month. In Colorado Springs, an application for a controversial development has made it through the City Planning Commission, despite continued opposition from residents. KRCC's Shauna Lewis reports.
Many people spoke against the proposed 2424 Garden of the Gods development on the city's west side, citing a range of concerns, including emergency evacuation times and protecting local bighorn sheep. Consultant Andrea Barlow represents the developer. She says they've made adjustments since the city denied the first proposal in 2021.
Short of just not proceeding with this, I don't think any changes we would make would really satisfy all of the neighbors' opposition.
Barlow says they've reduced the number of dwelling units by 100 and made other changes. The Planning Commission voted 6-3 to recommend the project to City Council. Shauna Lewis, KRCC News.
There's more news at CPR.org. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.